Hi, moms and fellow mompreneurs. Welcome to the show. This episode is brought to you by my blog coaching program. Many of you may not realize, but I've been a publisher for over 10 years. And with a master's in professional writing, I've been writing online content for even longer. And many of my posts rank on the first page of Google, with some getting over 100,000 in views and millions of impressions. If you're an entrepreneur looking to add a blog to your business so you can generate more traffic to your website, thus getting more sales, or if you're a mom looking to start a blog as a creative outlet that you can monetize, then I can help with that. I can assist with several things, including narrowing down your blogging niche or niche, SEO-friendly blog post ideas that bring in views, support with creating your first blog post. I can also help you come up with a blogging content strategy, plus provide guidance on tracking your views and other SEO tips. If you fall in either one of those categories, then you can email me at info@tinseltownmom.com for more information and a customized quote. Spots are very limited, but again, that email address is info@tinseltownmom.com. I'm here today with Whitney Bonds, founder of the award-winning website, Tried and True Mom Jobs. Whitney's going to talk about how she left corporate America to start a profitable six-figure blog. Plus, she'll give ideas for best work-from-home job for mothers. Hi, Whitney. Welcome to the show.
Hi, and thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. I'm very inspired by your story, and I think you're going to be an encouragement to so many mothers.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. It did not start out that way. So,
well, we'll see. We'll see how it started and how it ended, or where it's going, I should say. So just why don't you just tell us a little bit about you and your background, how many kids you have and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a wife to my husband, Brian Bonds. He's actually a pastor. And, we have three little small ones. Not small anymore, but we have a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 7-year-old. So they're all 2 years apart. And I'm a stay-at-home mom / business owner at the same time. So that's kind of like the real quickly who I am.
Yeah. 3, 5. And oh, wow. That is young. That is very young.
Yeah.
So just getting back, going to your background, you were working in corporate America in marketing. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. I was working as a marketing manager for a large manufacturer. And at the time, I only had my son who was 2 years old. And he was staying with my aunt and my mother-in-law. And everything was just okay. Like, I was just living the life, right? And then, but when it all changed when I got pregnant with my daughter, and I just had this huge mindset change. Like, I want to be home with my kids. Like, when I have my daughter, I don't want to have to continue to drop my kids off all the time. I want to be able to be the one raising them. And my aunt would always send me pictures of, when I was at work, she always sent me pictures throughout the day of my son, Brian. And I'm like, that's like so cute. Like, I want to be with him. I don't want to be at work. And at the time too, I also hit a ceiling at my job where there was no more growth for me. So I'm like, I'm just staying at a dead end job where I'm not happy and I'm missing out on such important milestones of my kids. I don't want to be here anymore. So like the mindset shift started when I got pregnant with my daughter, and the desire to work in corporate America was just no longer there at all.
Right. Now, when you had that desire, when you got pregnant with your daughter, were you on maternity leave at the time and you were thinking, I don't want to go back?
No, I just found out I got pregnant. So it was like, it was that moment that I was like, okay, now I'm planning now. I'm like, I don't want to still be at a job when I have my daughter. So that's when I wanted to quit my job. But my husband and I, we were living on a 2-household income. So I couldn't just quit my job and try and think we can live the same kind of lifestyle that we were living.
Right.
So what I did, I just started going to Google for all my questions. I'm like, what can I do as a stay-at-home mom and make money from home? And I just kept Googling. I couldn't find anything because, you know, you always hear these stories of these moms who are successful working from home. But I'm like, where are they? Mm-hmm. And what do they do? How do they get started? How much do they make? I had all these questions and I could not find my answer anywhere. So one of the things that I was doing, I did see that blogging was a way to make money from home. And I saw that these bloggers, they were two guys, but they teamed up and they were making $100,000 a month. And I only need to make $2,000. I was like, that's all I need. And I'm like, but this is the issue. Writing is my weakest skill set. So how could I be a blogger when you're writing? You know, that's how you make money. So I was like, well, I can't, what would I even blog about? So I just put that on the shelf. Long story short, I'm 4 months pregnant. I'm frustrated, stressed out. And then I started praying because I'm like, I have nothing, I can't do it on my own. I'm like, I just, Lord, help me because I want to quit my job, but what can I do? And I'll never forget, it did not happen right away though, but I started praying and just like seeking God about what I could do. And I woke up with the idea to just reach out to work from home moms and ask them, what do? How do they get started? How much do they make? And how do they do it at home with kids? So I was like, okay, that's it. I'm gonna start a blog about that. And I still had the issue though, where, how do you find these moms? Like, that was the reason why I was so frustrated in the first place. But then it's like, I knew it was from God. So I'm like, it's gonna work. I don't know how, but this is what I'm going to do. And one day I am like just in a Facebook group and just reading the threads, you know, it's a mom Facebook group. And then I saw this woman post. She said she was a podcaster and she said, I'm doing a podcast interviewing some successful moms. Can you guys, whoever has a successful job or story to tell, put your what you do in the comment section and your email address. So I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my content right here.
Yeah.
So I reached out to those moms. I told them I want to create a website to share their stories for moms like me, looking for ways to make money from home. And they answered. They all said, okay, sure. And they don't know who I was. And one of the things that I was asking was like, how much do you make? And they still shared that. So I was like, this is awesome. So I have now all this great content and I created a website. I had no idea how to create a website. I didn't know how to do any of this stuff. I just Google, YouTube, and God. It was just like putting
Right,
things together.
Google, YouTube, and God. I like that.
Right. I was trying to figure everything out on my own. I didn't have a course or anything. And I was just it was so many times I just wanted to quit. Cause I'm like, I was stuck on my website for 3 days on one problem. So I'm like, if I can't get past this, like how am I gonna do this? So anyway, long story short, I created a website, I have it all together, and then it's like crickets. January 31st, I launched my blog and it's great, but no one's there. No one's coming to it.
What
And I'm
year?
like,
January, what year was this?
January 31st, 2018.
Okay.
So I have this blog now, got all this great content, but no one's coming to my blog. It's like I have a marketing background and I never thought how to get people to my website. I just created it, like, great idea. And then, so then I started Googling and Facebook and like, how do you get traffic to your blog? Like that was just not even a thought of mine. And then I found Pinterest was a way to get traffic to my blog. So then I figured it out. I had no idea that you could even get traffic from Pinterest. But if you guys, do you go to Pinterest
Oh, I love
sometimes?
Pinterest. Yeah, I get a lot of
Yeah.
traffic from Pinterest too.
Oh, awesome. And then when
Yeah.
you think about when as just when you were using it as just for your own personal needs, when you click on those pins, they take you to a blog article. And that's how those
Exactly.
blogs get traffic. So I'm like, okay, so that's how it works. So I was doing Pinterest. I started getting traffic from that. And I was getting like 100,000 page views per month. It was going so well.
Per month, after
Yes.
how many months from launch?
Okay, so it was not right away. I think it let's say like maybe my it could have taken me a year to get to 100,000 per month.
That's still
But
good though. Within a year, you got went from 0 to 100,000 page views
yeah, I was working
from
though. I
just
was
posting on Pinterest.
at the time, yes. And then,
Wow.
so one thing I like about what I didn't like about Pinterest is that the way to get traffic is your pins have to go viral. So they'll go viral for a time and you get this spike of traffic. And then I was getting all these pins going viral at the same time. But then they die out. Things don't go viral forever. So then you're like, okay, let me do another pin. I got to get another one to go viral. So I was depending on things going viral to get consistent traffic. And then what? So I'm like, I need consistent. Like, I have a really good month, and then sometimes it go down, then it'll go back up. I wanted something consistent. So the bloggers that I found out that were making $100,000 per month, they were using SEO, which is search engine optimization, and which is basically, I like to say, it's just you're answering people's questions to that are. So when you go to Google, I like to say it like this. You ask a question, you're looking for an answer. What shows up in the search results are blog articles. So I found out how to find out what people are actually asking Google, and then I write articles answering their questions in a certain way for it to rank on Google. So
Right.
that's me. That's what search engine optimization is. You're trying to optimize a search engine towards your blog articles so you'll get found in the search results.
Right.
And I had no idea what that was. It was Greek to me. I didn't know what it was, and I didn't want to learn it, but I knew if I wanted to get this consistent traffic and really just be a mom and be there for my kids, then I would have to learn it. And I did that, and that is really how what catapulted my blog to the next year. Because I only made $5,000 my first year blogging. And then the next year, after I learned SEO in June 2018, and I was just implementing the stuff. I want to say too, Google is a long game. It does not happen overnight. I always tell people it can take 6 months to a year. It could be a lot faster than that, but I like to let your expectations to be that it can take a long time before you start ranking. But my
Right.
blog blew up the very next year, and I made like over $200,000. So
Wait a minute,
it
Whitney. So you went from
was just.
making 5,000 the first year to over 200,000 the second year by just changing the SEO?
Yeah, just basically, a lot of people were searching for like work from home jobs. And I wrote an article about work from home jobs, and I was like number one for that for the very long time. And just for that one article, I was getting so much traffic. I was getting so much traffic for other high search terms that people were searching for. So it just blew up. And I was like, this is crazy. So I'll back up a little bit too. So I got my first commission check on my blog in April. So I didn't make any money in really until April. And I launched it in January. And I had my daughter in May. No, March. I had my daughter in March, March 12th. I took an extended maternity leave so I could see, could this really work? If it wasn't gonna work, I would have to go back to work and I have to figure out who keep my kids. So I was really just like testing this out to say, I had no plan B. This had to work. So I was all in. And when I got my first commission check, it was $500. And I texted my husband, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just got $500. If I can keep this up, I can quit my job. And I still have that text. It's like so special to me.
Oh.
That was really like, that was it. That text was
Yeah.
all I needed. And so June, that was all I needed. I said, okay, I did it. So I just got to keep it up. If I continue, I know it's going to take time, but if I can keep this up, it's going to work. So I went in, gave my 2 weeks notice in June after my extended maternity leave and quit my job. And then I was all in. But then I also had my kids at home too. So I'm like
Yeah.
trying to work it around my schedule even more because I was working early in the morning before I had to go to work. I was working my lunch hour on my blog and then I was working at night. So I was 100% dedicated and I'm still a mom. I'm still a wife. I'm still trying to take care of home. So I just call those my grind. That was my grind year. I didn't hang out with friends. I was so committed to saying any extra time I had, it was committed to helping see this grow. Because I didn't, there was nothing else I could, this is it for me. So that was my first year. And then the second year, it blew up and it was just like it changed our lives forever.
Wow. Okay, so I feel like I have so many questions in here. This is
I
amazing.
just went on, sorry.
No, that's great. So when you first started, how did you even know how to monetize a blog? Because most people are not thinking, "Oh, I'm going to quit my job and start a blog and make
Yes, yeah, it
money."
was a blogger story. The ones that were making $100,000 a year, that was what motivated me to say, or that was like my I guess the what do you call it? Like just the guide to say this works if you do it this way. This is how you do it. So I started studying like bloggers and how they made money. And I knew that in order to get for example, one of the ways I make money on my blog are through ads. So you guys have probably all been through reading a blog article and you see an ad, and as you scroll past it, that's called an ad impression, and I make money from that. So as the more people you get reading your blog articles, passing those ads, the more money you make. So I was so because I So I had Google, I started out with Google AdSense, which is something that anyone can start a blog with. You just have to have a couple articles on your blog, and then you can apply for Google AdSense and you can have it on your blog for make
Right.
money ads. I didn't make much money with
They
Google
don't
Ads.
pay much at all. I had them. I
No.
probably still have a couple, but yeah, they don't pay much.
No, they don't. And I still like have, I think, a balance there because they only pay out if you have 150 or 100 something. And I didn't make that. So there's money sitting in the account because I never made it to, but who cares? Anyway, so that's how I started out with just ads. And then affiliate marketing is really how I make the bulk of my income. And affiliate marketing is basically when you refer a product or a service to someone using a unique referral link online, then if they make a purchase, you earn a commission. So for example, my first $500 check was I was one of the ways, one of the moms that I interviewed, it was a mom of nine, and I interviewed another mom too for this. They both became are successful bookkeepers. And I'm like, this is an awesome way that to make money from home. And they took a course that taught them all they need to know about bookkeeping and how to market their business and stuff. So the course that they took, I reached out to them and told them that I want to know if I could be an affiliate because their course is awesome. People are learning from it, making money from it after. Can I promote it? And then so I became an affiliate of theirs. So anyone who purchases that course through my affiliate link, I earn a commission. And the course is, I think, is maybe like around $2,000. So that's why I was able to make such a high commission of $500. So that is why, that's why I was like, okay, this can work if I just stick with it and I just had to continue to learn and grow. But that was what that gave me the confidence to say, I can do this. And I love affiliate marketing is because I don't have to have a lot of traffic to get money, make money through ads. I just had to have good targeted traffic. So if you're interested in bookkeeping, read this. Everybody's not interested in bookkeeping. I'm not trying to talk to everyone, but only the ones that are interested in it that were that this would appeal to, this would work for them. So that's how I'm doing it.
I love affiliate marketing too. I use it as well because you can choose who you want to actually represent, what brands, what companies, as opposed to AdSense or whomever, where they just put random ads on your
I know.
website and you have no idea what you're promoting
You
sometimes.
have no idea. And you make like a penny off of it.
You
It's
make
not
like a
just that much.
penny, right? And they pay you once a year their $100 or whatever it is. So, wow, that's such a great story. Because I think most people, even me, when I first started my blog almost 10 years ago, I wasn't thinking about monetizing it. I was just wanting to create great content and give it away for free. So it's awesome that you learned early on how to do it. Within your first year, you're making $200,000, and now you're helping other moms just find jobs online. And you're just an inspiration because, again, the percentage of people who are actually successful at blogging is very slim.
And
So,
I understand why, because no one wants to put in work to make $5,000 a year. And that to me was a lot of money compared to other bloggers that I know. Most of them only made like $1,000 their first year. So who's going to work every single day to make $1,000 in a year? Not many people. And that's why I love talking about blogging, but I understand blogging is not for everyone. So that's why I kind of I even have a mom group now because I just love helping moms learn different ways to make money from home. And I just know that blogging is not for everyone. So I don't want to continue always talking about blogging, blogging, blogging when it's just a very minute couple of things.
is. I also, help moms, entrepreneurs, help them launch blogs on their website. And I try to stress to them, like, if you're selling a product and you have a blog on your website, people are going to come to your website because they think that you're the authority. They're going to come
Exactly.
for that article or that blog, but they're going to end up staying and purchase something for you. So I always try to encourage moms who have businesses, whatever they're selling, if they can, try to have a SEO friendly blog on their website so they're bringing in traffic that way. Because you can
100%.
literally bring in hundreds of thousands of views from Google to your website. They're not coming there to buy anything. They're just coming to read the blog. And then you make so much money doing that.
That's what I love about Google is because it's targeted. This person's looking for a specific question, and if you can answer it through your product or service, why wouldn't they purchase? Because they're looking for an answer. They want an answer, and they want a product or a service or something to help solve their problem. So yeah, it's 100%. Like we're here.
So I don't want to get too technical because I know some people may not understand it. I just want to talk, since you brought up the SEO, because I do think that's an important factor to being successful as a blogger. Not just throwing out content and, like you've mentioned before, crickets. Like, you have to be strategic with the type of content that you actually post. What tools do you use to help with the SEO? Do
you use, I use this tool called KW Finder. Mm-hmm. And I love it because it actually tells you, and they've made some new updates too, where it actually, you can put in, so say you wanted to write up, I always use this example, things to do with your dog. If you want to do a blog about dogs, you can put in there things to do with your dog, and it will give you other suggested related keywords that people ask on Google about things to do with your dog. So you're not only just, and what I love about it is it tells you how many people are searching for things to do with your dog. It tells you how hard it is to rank for that question or on Google or not. So it's telling you like, this is a good opportunity, or this is too hard, too competitive. I probably wouldn't do it. So they have colors. So if it's like red is hard, orange is kind of hard, and green is easy. I always tell people, go for the easy ones. You want the ones that do not have a lot of competition, especially for a new blog. You're trying to get in on the search results on Google. You are trying to prove yourself. You don't want to be against the big boys that are going to just always kind of outrank you. Mm-hmm. So I love KW Finder because it gives you all the information you need to really ask yourself, should I write an article on this or not? You know, I don't do anything just saying, I hope this article does good. I do it with research behind me to say this article should do good based on these different things that I know people are actually searching for. I know my competition. I'm going to write a better article than what's already ranking on Google. And if I can do that, then my odds of ranking in the search results and high are very high.
That's so good.
I don't like to just do things just because.
Yeah. I use Uber Suggest. Do you, what are your thoughts on Uber Suggest?
I just found it not to me, and I have not used Uber Suggest in like over 5 years. So they can, I'm sure they have advanced. But when they first started, I just found it not to be, it's to be inaccurate as far as, and I will say this, all these tools are inaccurate. They're all tools trying to find out what Google really has. So they're just, I always say, use these tools to give you a sense to say that people are searching for this or not.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean, so we don't know. It could be a lot of people and it says zero and it's wrong. But if it says zero, that's, it's for a reason, actually.
Yeah.
I don't even get that part.
Yeah. But, well, I was using Uber Suggest and SEMrush simultaneously. I noticed there was always a disparity between the volume of each one. I was like, this seems a little off.
They but are, I mean, all again, different.
You have to take it kind of with a grain of salt. It just kind of gives you an idea.
Yeah. And that's all you need. That's all you need to say, okay, are people searching for this? And is it going to be hard to rank for?
Right.
That's the main two things to kind of look for.
Right. So just going back to you, and then we'll talk about some work from home jobs that moms can benefit from. So your old articles that you do that were not SEO friendly, what did you end up doing with those? Did you get rid of those or did you change them?
No, well, I tried to change them. So the ones when I found out about SEO, I went back and then I tried to find a keyword for them. And then I updated those articles.
Okay.
And then for, I do have some articles that are just not for SEO. And I do tell people you can use this as a strategy. So I have some articles that are just for Pinterest. Like I have Christmas articles. Because they do well on Pinterest. Just people are interested in Christmas stuff. They're not going to find this on Google ever. Mm-hmm. But what you can do too is you can like the articles that are ranking on Google that you probably, if you want to write an article, but you know it won't rank on Google, you can always include that article, a link to that article in one of the ones that do show up on the research results for Google where you're getting traffic from.
And
that is another route to like saying, to getting people to that article. Because it's just got to be strategic about it. Give them a reason to click on that. But because everything doesn't have to be for SEO. But if for me, I typically just like things to be for SEO because I know it's going to bring me good traffic. Yeah.
Right. Well, what if someone's listening and they realize they did it wrong? They have all this content that maybe it's not even good. It won't rank even if they changed it up. Would you recommend they delete content and start fresh? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't really delete content, but I do feel like if you feel like it's not providing a lot of value and you're like, I just wrote this post about it and it doesn't do any good for really anyone. And you don't. So I would delete it. I feel like if you feel that there's no value there and it's not going to make you look like an authority or it's just really not helping people. And it was just about what you ate for dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
People just don't care. So I would delete it.
Okay. It won't hurt them in any way.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it won't hurt their ranking or anything if they delete it.
If that specific article had nothing to do with anything, I think it would be okay. Because I don't think Google was even looking at that in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some other work from home jobs that moms can utilize. Like, what do you think? Let's start with some that you think, let's say there's a mom listening, she's not happy with her job, or maybe she's a stay-at-home mom and wants to bring in more income. Like, what is something very easy to start with? Let's say they don't even have a lot of job experience.
Yeah, no, I'll so this is what I actually did this when I was working my full-time job, because I was trying to just get my feet wet to see the like, can you really make money in this online world? And I was a virtual assistant. And the way that I found this job was through Upwork. And I didn't have any reviews. I didn't have anything or references to say, like, I'm a good virtual assistant, but I found a job that was perfect for me. So that's why I always say, when you go, if you go to Upwork, I was looking for a virtual assistant position, but I was only looking for the jobs that fit me, that I thought that I could help or provide value in. Because I think with Upwork now, you have to pay for certain, for so many connections now. I think it might still be free for up to a certain thing. So I always say, just apply for what you can, actually you think you have a good chance on. And I would say too, you want to get in quick. So whenever I will always go, like, every day, I would just be searching for, like, what are some new job postings that are posted. And I found a job that was just 5 to 10 hours a week. Someone wanted a virtual assistant to just help them with some just general marketing things. And I was like, I could totally do that and work my job. So I applied, and I told her that I would give her my first week for free. I could work for free just to prove to her that I could do the job, and to not have her, like, since she had no reason to trust me other than just my word, I offered my services for free for 1 week just so she could see and decide if she wants to move forward with me or not. So she took that up, took me on that, and she paid me for the first week still. We had a great relationship. It was a 3 month contract job, and I really enjoyed it. And I was paid $25 an hour, and I was only working like 5, 10 hours a week. So that got me like $1,000 a month. So I'm like, that was not bad. And I was like, I could do more of these things, but that was just not where my heart was. But I'm like, if you want to make some money fairly quickly and just get some experience under your belt, I highly recommend a virtual assistant, because anything you don't know, you just say, okay, and then go straight to Google or YouTube and find out the answer to your question, and then, like, go back and, like, get, whatever she wanted. So you don't have to have, I don't know anymore. We have so many free resources at
So
our
many.
fingertips. Facebook groups, people are so helpful. Like, they'll just, like, help you do stuff. So that's why I say virtual assistant, because the experience is not necessarily necessary, and anything you don't know, you can find out.
Oh, that's a good one. What are some other ones that you would recommend?
Yeah, this is my new favorite one. I found this mom in a Facebook group, and I'm so skeptical on everyone because I don't trust anybody. So I found out that she's a freelance content creator, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting, and she does really well. So she has a course, and basically what it is that, and I know this is my wheelhouse too, bloggers. She creates food photos or recipes for food bloggers, and there are so many food bloggers out there, and they do really well. And a lot of these bloggers are doing so well, they don't have time to be creating content for food recipes, so they hire these things out. So what Shannon does is that she creates content for these food bloggers, and they pay her like $400 for just, like, one recipe, and then she can resell it. And this is stuff that you do at home. So I initiated a course, but I found one of her students that actually took her course, because I'm trying to see, like, is this real? Like, can you really make money from this? And her student made $4,000 in her first month after taking Shannon's course. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so what's so amazing is, so I have my mom group, right? And it's like 3,000 women in there. And we had Shannon come in, and a number of people have taken her course. And so, like, I think all the women who have taken her course are now making really good money from that. And they're doing it at home with their kids, because you can cook with your kids at home. I know one of the girls in my group, she does even has her daughter helping her with the crafts. And that she does, like, you can do crafts, you can do food recipes, and there's some other things you can do, but you can make really good money, and you're doing it on your own schedule. You create these packages, and then you just, the way you make money is, they have these private Facebook groups where you put in your package that you create, and then people will say, oh, I want that one, and they'll just buy it. And so you could, it just happens that fast too. It's like they're just buying your stuff. You put it together, pack, they'll buy it. And then the more you get understanding what these food bloggers want, this is how people are making so much money and so quickly, because they're just creating this stuff and they're putting these Facebook groups and they sell it. So it's like one of the best things that I know people don't talk about, because it's just
Yeah, I
not
haven't heard of that one.
it was new to me. And I'm like, this is awesome. So I think that I love it so much because the people in my group are doing well. And I'm like, I'm referring something that works and they're making money. So I just love that I was able to help them with, bridge the gap between like what can they do. And Shannon has been awesome for the, teaching them how to do all this stuff.
Wow.
But there's so many other things, like becoming a sleep consultant. I never knew this was a thing. Jane Havens, I interviewed her and I had her come in the group too. She makes $10,000 a month. And I'm just like, what? So she charges about like, I think it's like 750 or something like that for 2 weeks to work with a family for 2 weeks to help them get their kids to sleep. And that's just
Wow.
for, and she has multiple, that's why she makes so much money. She has multiple families that she's able to help, and she does, and she teaches this too. So the students that she's even had in her course that I've talked to or found out that they're making money from, everyone's not making $10,000. Some
Yeah.
are still working their 9 to 5, making $1,500 a month. Some are making $3,000 per month. It's kind of one of those things that as much as you put into it, you're going to get out of. And everybody's not trying to make $10,000 a month, but it's just nice that you can be able to. And the type of person that this one is for is like, if you have early success getting your kids to sleep, and you're like, oh, that was nothing for me, and you can help other people, this would be the perfect for you. Or Jane always says, if you are having problems with your kids getting to sleep, you can take her course, help them get to sleep, and use them as your own success story and say, I'm able to get my kids to sleep with these tactics. I can help you, kind of same kind of thing like that.
Yeah.
So that's how they can get clients that way too. So that's what, another one of my favorite ones, because it's like a mom job specifically, and it's making good money. Like I had a problem. If I knew this existed, I would have definitely taken her up on it, because I had issues with my kids sleeping in the bed all night, and I bought books, but nothing really worked. So,
Yeah.
but there's a, oh, I love talking about this one, because the mom of nine that I was talking about earlier, she has nine kids and she's a bookkeeper doing so well. And the reason you can do so well as a bookkeeper is because it only takes about like 4 hours per client a month just to work on their books. So that's why, and you're charging on like $500. So 4 hours, and that's max usually, depending on who your client is and how much they have as far as their, and these are small business owners that will be your clients. But the reason that you can make so much money is because the hours are just so minimal for a quick job. But like for me, I'm a business owner. I outsource my bookkeeping because it's just, I don't have the time to do it. I don't want to do it. And it's just something that I'm not trying to do. So that's why I know that this is a real thing, that you can make some really good money out of it.
Yeah, I saw you mention bookkeeping on your website. Now, what if you don't have any ex do you need like accounting or
No,
finance experience?
this is what I love. We live in a day and age now where you can take a course and at a fraction of a cost of college that we pay, like, or I should say I pay hundreds of dollars, thousands for. And now I'm like, I can take a course and make more than I was making. I made $28,000 coming out of college. And now you're telling me I can make 50, 60, 70, $100,000 from taking, like, even Jane's course. She makes $10,000 a month. She has students making $10,000, and her course is like $2,000. So I have to pay a one-time fee to make a six-figure income. So it's just like, we live in a day and age where it is just so advantageous for us to take advantage of these resources that we have, where we don't have to spend so much on education. It's just at a fraction of the cost. So,
Yeah. And these are actual careers that you're talking about, like, which is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, these are like full on careers. I mean, it could be a side hustle, but they're full on careers. Can you think of anything? Let's say there's a mom struggling. She doesn't have the money for a course, but she just needs to make some quick money right away. Can you think of anything like that that might be helpful?
The quickest way I say, like, if you want to make money, and I don't like this job, but it's like, if, and it depends on your situation, but it's like Shipt and Instacart. Like, you can make money in a day with those things. Like, if you can get a babysitter, just like doing deliveries. I did videos on these too. To me, it's not an ideal job, but if you need money right away, that's something you can, I don't want to say bank on, but the odds of you making some really quick money, that will be the route. But in anything, if you need want to make some good long-term money, you have to, I would say, invest. And you don't also have to always invest your money, but you have to invest your time to, if you're not going to invest your money, you got to invest your time to learn all this stuff, like do the YouTube videos, do the Googling and all that kind of stuff, because it takes time to learn something if you don't have the money. So, you know, that is another thing you have to do, is just at least use your time to figure this out on your own. You know, find your thing that you want to do. And I always say, find someone who's doing something you want to do. Study them, model them, but you make it your own. You know, you don't want to just be them. You got to be your own person, and then execute. That's the biggest thing. But at least you have somebody that you know has a proven business model. That's my thing. Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Don't guess. Just go ahead and, you know. So that's my best advice.
Yeah, and I want to add something too, because you mentioned, and you'll understand this because your husband's a pastor. You mentioned let's see how successful you are right now. You're very successful as a blogger, and you also said that you were not a writer. That made me think about Moses in the Bible, who had a speech impediment, and look how God used him to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's moms out there who they may not be the best in something, but they can still be used by God in the giftings that he's calling them through, like stirring up what gifts they do have. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a lot of gifts that moms have. There's a way to monetize those gifts. So, you know, there's a lot of, like, I always think writing is a great outlet. Like, I feel like it's therapeutic. Like, even if you're not a great writer, whether you're blogging or journaling or whatever, I just feel like that's a great outlet. And I think just by you mentioning your story, there might be a lot of moms that might try the blogging outlet. So I'm so glad that you shared that.
Yeah, no problem. I love blogging. It's definitely something, stuff for the faint at heart, but it is a great, if you can stick with it, is one of the best ways to make money from home.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here, Whitney. Now, where can people find you if they want to know more about what you do, the services that you offer, and just blogging?
Yeah, you can visit my website at triedandtruemomjobs.com. That's my website. You can find me on Instagram at WhitneyBonds101 and YouTube. Whitney Bonds, you can find me right there. I'm just putting Whitney Bonds, and you can find me there as well.
Hey, moms, thanks for listening today. If you enjoy this show, I would love to hear from you by way of an encouraging review. This podcast is meant to be a blessing to mothers, so I appreciate any support for this platform. Until next time.